Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Tina. It's so good to see you. We thought
Thank
about so much week.
Thank you. I thought about you guys too a lot last week. You look wonderful. I like your hair.
I was going to apologize for being in my workout clothing. I haven't brushed my hair yet today.
I still like
But I figured we're
it.
among friends, so it's okay.
I'm gonna
All
mute
right.
myself.
Let's get started, and we'll just let whoever is gonna come will come at the time that's right for them. Let me get my notes. All right. It's so good to see everybody. I'm really excited that we have this hour together. As I think most of you know, I've been adding in just these bonus trainings for those of you that are in Embody or advanced. You know that the our main purpose is excellence in coaching and being practitioners and being able to go deeper with skills to co-create better and better results. But that being said, I also know that I have a lot inside of me around marketing that a lot of you want that information, and I'm constantly updating that information, experimenting with it in my own business, working on it with my private clients, supporting them, and some of you are here. Hello. And so I just, whenever I can, I will, without overwhelming you with so much content that we do them all the time, I will be adding these bonus trainings. And so, and before we go any further, I think the Zoom is different every day. Today, when people are coming in, I think you have to put yourself on mute. It's not doing it automatically. So if you can just do that, unless you're speaking, just so that we keep the line clear. So for our call today, it's a follow-up to last month's call. Last month, we went deep into putting together preview events, preview workshops, preview retreats. Some people call them webinars. And we looked at different components, what you want the topic to be, essentially an answer to somebody's problem. We looked at what you want to include in those preview events to get people, for first and foremost, for it to be of service, right? Incredible content and experience for people who are interested in you, interested in what you do, who are potential customers. And then we also looked at how to start to shape that preview experience to gear people up to buy, the people that are right to buy. Today is a follow-up to that training where I want to get into some more of the details on what does the actual invitation to work with you look like and sound like. People call it a call to action. I like to call it that, or an invitation. Some people call it a pitch, right? But when you bring people together for a preview, at some point, you're hopefully going to want to invite them into something next. If you're not on mute, just make sure that you put yourself on mute unless you're asking a question, because it can get pretty noisy. Okay. So, to start, let me just ask you, and you can answer in the chat. I know some of you have been working on preview events since we last met. Who's been working on a preview event or starting to think about it, getting excited about it? Let us know in the chat. Robin did hers yesterday. I know that. Yay. Who else? Natalie's not here. I know she did one last week. I know Stacy's planning one. Sharon's planning one. Yay. Anyone else? Rose did a workshop, but no invitation. Every now and again, do that. But Rose, hopefully by the end of our time together today, you'll feel excited to be making some more invitations. Oh, good. I'm seeing lots of other people planning preview events. Yay. Okay. So you have last month's training in your member center. I highly recommend listening to it if you haven't listened yet or going back to it. There was so much information in there. Let's focus now on how to make that invitation, on how to make that call to action. And before we, you know the deal with me, before we even look at what to say, what are the things you want to include, we want to look at energetics first. So just briefly for right now, I want to talk about it. And I'll, I'll share that even after all of these years of doing preview events and making invitations, even after years of teaching practitioners solely how to market and how to make invitations, and even now, as I talk to you about it and we share about it, I get nervous when it comes the moment to make the invitation. I get nervous. And I'll tell you some of the things that go through my head. I've just given them such a nice experience and now it's going to kill the mood. I'm going to get all salesy, right? They're going to get upset because they thought they were coming here just for content, even though I let them know throughout that I'm going to be sharing about it, right? All of the fears, they're going to hate me. They're going to get angry. They're going to leave. They're going to, blah, blah. It means, right? All the things. If you feel that way a little bit about making pitches or calls to action, just let me know with, I don't know, one of those Zoom emojis or in the chat, that feeling of tensing up a little bit. Yeah, I'm having some yeses. Yeah. So I want to first just normalize for those of us that are generous, that are ethical, that are, you know, all of that, some of that can come up even when we know better. But just because the fear comes up, as we all know, that doesn't mean that it's true. And what I remind myself in those moments that the fear comes up is that I know I'm not going to be manipulative in this pitch. I know I'm not going to be salesy or aggressive. I'm not pressuring anyone into anything. I am simply letting people know where they can go next if they would like support and to commit in a deeper way to their goals, to what brought them to this webinar, this preview event in the first place. This doesn't have to be a sales pitch. This can be a friendly of service sharing of opportunity for people that are looking for other opportunities. I'm gonna let that land for a moment. Can you just maybe even feel a little bit into your body the difference of I need to do a sales pitch versus I'm going to take some minutes to share about opportunity for the people that are looking for it. All right. I know we could spend the full hour getting into the fears and the pieces. We're not going to do that because there's a lot that I want to share with you today. But I will ask, I'd love to hear from one or two of you. What's sparking for you? What possibility is opening up for you as I share this? Renee.
I have to say, for me, like when I feel good about what I'm offering and the content, I don't really get this feeling. And maybe it's like a mindset shift that I learned, gosh, like way back when I first started my real estate business, like and first started like learning about online coaching and all that in like 2011. And I want to share this because I think it might help other people, which is like this mentor I had said, it's a disservice not to make an offer. And I really just, I believe that. And as someone who likes to give, 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 I have to remind myself, like thing I have to remind myself is like, there's a point in time where you just can't keep giving for free anymore. And you have to invite people to pay to work with you. And like, to not do that is almost like to leave them hanging, to be like, well, what now? And I know how I feel when someone gives me so much. And then I'm like, but what do I do with this? And how do I implement it? And yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Absolutely. So, you know, to just take that a step further, whatever the offer is, private work, group work, it is a solution to the right person's problem. So it is a disservice to just hide it behind your back and not mention it. Good. Thank you. Vesica.
What I love about what you just shared is really shifting the energetics into being of service versus selling anything, giving them the opportunity where you're just being of service and coming from that heart-centered place. There's no attachment to, it's not about them buying. It's really about giving them the opportunity giving them the opportunity to invest in themselves to actually do what they came here to do or what they need support in.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think what you and Renee are talking about are along the same lines. I love how Maura is putting it in the chat that it's sacred. And one thing that Vesica just mentioned, we all know this, but I'm going to underline it, is that attachment to outcome. So if we go into the call to action feeling like people need to buy, right? That it's not going to be okay. I'm not going to be okay. My business isn't going to be okay. Nothing's going to be okay unless people buy. Then there's more pressure to not be in our own authentic, generous, brilliant energy. And it becomes a whole other thing, right? So we want to watch for all of the beliefs that we're bringing in. And some of you have heard me share this before, but I'll just briefly share it now in case it's helpful. One of the things that really helps me be able to make the invitation is knowing that at some point earlier in the call, I already let people know that this call is a taste of this bigger program or my private coaching. And at some point later in the call, for those of you who are interested in learning more, I'll be sharing about the offering. To me, it's sharing that up front helps me not feel like I'm doing any kind of switchy, weird things when it comes to the invite. And oftentimes, not always, and I'm not saying you have to do this, but oftentimes, even on the opt-in page for the preview event itself, I'll have somewhere in a little box, this event is chock full of content. You'll receive so much. It is also a preview for Sacred Depths, and I will be sharing more about Sacred Depths on the call. So I know I'm kind of covered, right, throughout. Okay. Next thing I want to say, just before we get into the nuts and bolts of what to say in the invite, don't skimp. So a 90-second invitation into anything is not going to get too many people excited to want to learn more or connect with you on it or go to the sales page and buy. I want to invite you, challenge you to spend at least 10 minutes making an invitation. People need a second for their bodies to catch up with the invitation. And the voice to voice, when you have them in the container, what you say about the offer is 10 times more powerful than the best words on any sales page. When you have someone in a container and they can actually hear you speaking about the program, it is 10 times more powerful than even the best words on any sales page. So give it the honor that it deserves. Don't just quick, in a minute and a half, share. When I have longer preview of it, so if I have a 90-minute preview event or a 60-minute preview event, I'm spending 10 minutes, maybe 12 because I'm wordy. For my 3-day preview events, like the Art of Client Transformation, I'm spending longer, spending 30 minutes on that. At that, because it's 30 minutes long, I let people know before I'm going into the invitation that if they don't want to hear it, if they're not interested, they can just come back tomorrow. And lots of love to them, right? And no attachment. So that way people don't feel like they have to sit for a half hour. Deva's asking, will you ever share testimonials from others in your pitch? Absolutely. We'll get to that. That can be part of it. And in the longer ones, I will oftentimes have graduates of a program come up and share about the program as well. Okay. So let's get into some of the pieces that you want to include. The first thing when you start to put together your invitation, and I highly recommend at least the first few times scripting it out, is first you for yourself, you want to consider what is the message that you want your participants to be taking from all the content you just shared? That will help them consider your offer, right? So you've just spent an hour or almost an hour, more than whatever it is, teaching all these things. What is the main message from all of that that you want them to take that is going to help them really consider your offer? So, for example, in my preview teleclass, for the Navigating Client Resistance program, the main message that I want people to have gotten by the time I start to make the invitation is that knowing how to navigate clients through resistance is make or break in your coaching practice. If I were to do a, and I have done a preview call for the Embody program, the main message I would want people to take is that excellence in the sacred depths concepts and techniques is vital, and excellence doesn't happen in the first 10 months, sacred depths last 10 months, right? those 10 months are about grasping the concepts, starting to own them, some mastery. Excellence comes next through review, through getting to the deeper details, through practice and feedback. If your offering is about teaching people how to be confident in business, then that main message might be that confidence is the skill that's missing from business school, but it's essential to any business success. So you want to know what that main driving, it's because that message is then going to become a bridge between everything that you've just taught and the offer itself. Once you're clear on the message, then you can start your call to action by stating that message, by sharing that message. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. You can do it by laying out a little bit where they started at the beginning of that hour with you or that preview class with you, what you've covered, and then where you are now. And then state the message as a summary, and what I hope you're seeing the most is that being able to navigate through resistance with your clients is make or break in your coaching practice, right? Whatever that message is. So you would kind of lightly review what you've looked at so far and then state the message as the summary. That's one way you can share the message at the beginning of your invitation. Another way you can share the message is through a personal story that's related to the message. So, for example, let's say I was making an offer into the Embody program. I might talk about my personal journey around how I've acquired excellence by continuing to go back to the details and practicing and the difference that made for me. Or I might share a client story that's related to that bridge message, or a cultural story, a story at large about the world, right? This person, et cetera, that's related to the message. All right, let me pause there. You don't want to skimp on that first part because that's kind of the turnkey, or I don't know, something for the rest. It's the foundation for the offer. What's feeling important? What's sparking for all of you on this first piece, sharing the message? I'd love to hear one voice. I'm going to hold on you, Renee, for 1 second in case that, yeah, Robin.
I guess I got a little confused. So I guess that's kind of my question. Were you saying to share the message, one of the main points of the message up front, and then return to it when you're,
yeah, like so sharing, I'll give you an example with your preview class yesterday.
Okay.
Again, without knowing all the things that you were sharing in it, but knowing enough about that preview class and your work, Robin, probably the main message in one way or another is if you really want to attract the love of your life, or, you know, deep love into your life, it's so vital to do the inner work and not just only focus on the dating app profile or what to say on a first date. Right. That
Right.
may not be it exactly, but that's an example because that's what you're covering. Robin's teleclass yesterday was three obstacles on the path to love, and they were all inner pieces, right? So that's a main message that is a bridge into her program, which is all about coming back to love and doing the inner work.
Yeah, so that's helpful to think about, like, main messages. I don't think I have those necessarily down, like, very, like, I feel like they're part of everything, but I don't have them, like, exactly articulated.
Yeah, so you want to spend a little time on that, right? And the nice thing is it's not just one, like you don't have to nail it and it's just this thing. You know, there's room for a little flexibility there. Nicole.
I love the part of the personal story because it makes, for me, it makes a lot easier because when I tell a personal story, I believe in it. And I think it's all about credibility. When I don't believe I think it's very exciting to do a call to action. And when you share a personal story, which is true and it's actually an authentic story, then I feel more connected and more connected to my offer, more connected to the person I want to sell something or share something, an opportunity. So the personal story really helps me. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so, so glad. And I'll add to that another reason why I often really like to start an invitation with a personal story is because stories are a pure service and inspiration. It's part of a teaching, right? People learn so much from stories. So I feel like it's in service of anyone that's listening that story, whether they buy or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Vesica is asking, is the message the gap or the point of view? You can include some of the gap in the message, Vesica, but it is a point of view is another way of looking at it. You can think of it as like, what is the paradigm shift that your people need, right? That is at the like heart of the value of your program. That's another way to think about the message as well. And so Karen, when I was saying the message is the bridge, what I meant is that's, you want to start, you don't want to just start talking about your program. You want to have a bridge. And so sharing that message in one way or another is that kind of transitioning into the offer.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Glad you
I
asked.
I guess I'm a little confused about the message. So is it the message of, you know, your overall message of like your work, or is it of the talk itself?
So it's where... what connects the talk to the program. What is the connection between the talk and the program? So again, to use Robin's example, she did a preview teleclass on the three obstacles. I forget exactly what it was called, the three obstacles to love. And her program is all about doing the deep inner work to find the relationship that is right for you and to be in that relationship. So the bridge between those two things is if you have been, you know, attracting people that aren't right for you, if you just stay in your patterns of, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and you don't have the love that you want, that inner, doing that inner work is essential. Helps transition. Does that make it easier to think about?
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Bruce.
So you just said something, or I thought you just said something, I think that's really helpful. I've never done before. I always tell a story, and it's usually why people say they sign up for things. You know, when you go back and ask them, it's almost always the reason. But what I haven't done is have the story intentionally, like have four hooks in it, and then use those hooks as the structure for talking about the content.
Yeah.
Not just for the emotional invitation, but to actually go back and say, remember when I said, so this is how the curriculum ties to that. I've never structured it that way before. That's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're that. I'm happy that that's sparking for you. And I'm glad that you're articulating it the way that you are, because I think that's helpful for other people. Yes, stories evoke emotion, which just in and of itself. But yes, within that story, you want to think, what is the hook or what is the driving message inside of that story that is the why for the whole program, right? That is this is how this program operates.
Yeah, it's the multiple thing that's helpful. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was worth getting out of bed this morning, it turns out. I was wondering the first hour. Not with you, but, you know, other things.
I feel so honored. All right, Kelly's asking in the chat, for a newer program, is it better to have that message be focused on a new learning rather than... I'm not sure I understand that question, Kelly. Do you want to ask it voice to voice?
Sure. Sorry, I was off because I was eating. So I think when I'm doing my second preview call tomorrow. So I'm thinking about this right now. And this preview call is the three steps to keep exhaustion, pain, and anxiety from blocking your impact. And it's leading into Befriend Your Body program. So I'm giving one of my juiciest pieces of the program in this workshop. And I think the way that I did the first preview call was saying, like, it's really important to get this in your body and to be able to, you know, deepen into this work and make a practice of it. It's not just doing it once, showing up, and then you're done. It's around being able to do that. But since it is a new program, and some people are going to be new to me, most of them, I guess the question is, should I be... Is it more advantageous or more appealing to speak to like the new stuff that they're getting from diving into the program, or that you get this taste of it today and then we're going to be teaching you how to practice and build this into your everyday? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I would have the more expansive. So I spaced when you said the main thing of the preview class. What's the seed of what you're teaching them tomorrow?
Yeah, the title of it is The Three Steps to Keep Exhaustion, Pain, and Anxiety from Blocking Your Impact. Okay. And it's going to be primarily focused on
there. Don't forget. Possibly that transition and that message is, as we saw today, paying attention to your body is vital for who you are as a leader. To start with, when you pay attention to your body and make friends with your body, then you get to start to eliminate the exhaustion, blah, blah. I forget what else you say. You said, this is just the beginning, because leaders who want to make a bigger impact in the world and enjoy themselves as they do, they need to befriend their bodies for many reasons, right? Because that's what your program is about, Kelly, befriending your body. They need to befriend their body for many reasons. And you can tell a story on that or not, right? But then go from there. And we'll get to you talking about the pieces of the program. You can talk to them about how the exhaustion piece is just, they just got a taste today. But we want to have that message expand out to this bigger reason why it is so important for leaders to befriend their bodies, because that's what your program is about. And that is the bridge between the content you're teaching in that preview class.
Awesome. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Renee, and then we still have so much more to look at.
To me, what feels really important about this is, and this happens a lot for me sometimes in one-on-one calls, where I'll ask the client, like, well, what are you taking? And the client sometimes just like spits words back to me, but I'm kind of like, that's not what I meant, you know? And so like in a preview call, there's so much information, especially in this group of people, right? Like everyone's a big giver. that like I think it's really important to do that like summary to kind of like sometimes we do in that context need to kind of be told what the message is. Like, and I know as like someone who's like neurodivergent and a slow processor, like sometimes I don't have the takeaway yet. And so when you are doing a recall and you kind of reinforce that message, it's a focusing agent. It helps me get back to life. So I'm not spinning in the little details of the information. And that feels really relevant and important. And hopefully that helped other people who are confused by this. Because it's like, okay, here's the point I want you to take.
Yes. I'm going to stop you right there, Renee, just for time, because I think you made your point. And yes, thank you for sharing that. People are going to have tons of different takeaways, as they should. And also, this is about you shaping a main takeaway for them and stating it in one way or another. Good, good. Okay. So let's continue. And from there, then you're going to expand on that message and lay out in detail what is possible when someone embodies inner and outer that message, right? You're basically going to share the vision. What is possible, right? And so that this is about what is possible in the program. And it's an expansion on what is possible when that message that you've articulated is fully embodied on the inner level and in terms of outer actions. In order for someone to be interested in and willing to invest their time, money, and energy into anything, no matter what the price of it, they need to be invested in the end goal. No one's ever gonna, in their right mind, gonna spend time, money, or energy on something that they don't really, really want. So you're gonna speak to them about what's possible in your program or your offering. What are the next possible goalposts? You think about what would these people, now that they've gotten what they've gotten in this preview class, what would they want and need next? And you're going to lay that out. You're going to take a good 2 minutes at least to share on what's possible. That's the vision. I think you guys have that one. You have a good grasp of what vision is. Thoughts or questions before I move on? So now you've laid out for people where they want to get to. The next thing you want to lay out briefly is how your offering is going to get them there. How your offering is actually going to use this message for them to embody it inner and out and get to these results and possibilities that you've just mentioned, right? So this is really, if it's a group program, it's kind of each of the curriculum points of the program, or at least some of them. If it's one-on-one work, it's some of the main things that you work on with your clients when you work with them. You don't need to lay out every single last step, but you want to lay out some of the biggies so that people can start to picture in their mind how they're going to get there. So as an example, for embody, I would at this point, right? So at this point, I've spoken about the importance of excellence in the sacred depths techniques. From there, I would speak about the way to excellence is through review, going deeper into the nuances, practicing. You know, I'd speak a little bit about that, but where I'd really focus my attention is on the topics that we're going to cover, right? So the biggest feature of embody is the mini retreats. So I'd speak to, over the next 12 months, here are the techniques that you are going to gain excellence in that are going to help you go even deeper and more effective with your clients and with yourself. And I'd speak for a moment, just for a few moments each on, you know, it's an ongoing program. So the next retreats that are coming up, I'd speak, like, our next retreat is on strategizing skills. I'd speak to the importance of strategizing skills. The one after that, activating your client's intuition and your intuition. I'd speak on the importance briefly of that. The next one after that, we're looking at the belief bridge technique. I'd speak briefly on the importance of that, so on and so forth. So you're gonna speak to those content pieces that are gonna get people to where they want to go briefly. You don't want to bludgeon them with information. You'll lose them, but you want to speak briefly so that they can see it. You're painting a picture of how you're going to get to the end of that journey. From there, you're going to share briefly about the components of the journey, right? So I just shared content of the journey, strategizing, intuition, belief bridge, activating radical self-love, right? The topics of the retreats. But then I'm going to speak to what that looks like. We get 4 hours to do a deep dive where you're going to do your own inner work on each of these retreats. Plus, I'm going to model a technique for you. You're going to have opportunity to go to practice sessions so that before you go to practice this on your clients, you get in a safe space to practice the technique and then valuable feedback from your partner on the technique, right? I might talk about the Q&A calls. So the components are the, like, how this, each of these, this information is going to be received, experienced, and any special features of it. Again, not every single little last detail, because there's just so much information that people can take in verbally, right? And to Bruce's point earlier, you've, like, created something emotional by hopefully by the class itself, by sharing the message. You don't want to lose that emotional resonance by giving so many details either. Find that balance. If you have 5 bonuses, you're probably not going to share all 5 bonuses, but share 1 or 2. Also, this is the section to do that in. I always run out of time for my calls to action because I am so wordy. In general, just from the get-go, the bonuses are the place where I often skimp. I'll just say, like, a word or two about 1 or 2 of them, because I know that I'm running out of time. And let me pause there. There's still more. What's sparking for you? What's resonating for you? What questions do you have? Robin.
I don't have a question, but I'm just thinking, like, to re-listen to this again and again. It's not the first time hearing, I think, your version, your brilliance and wisdom around this. But I really like the idea of playing this again a few times and creating, like, as if it were its own workshop so that, yeah, right. I mean, as if it's like an hour workshop, but it's not going to be. It's going to be somewhere between 10 and 30 minutes, depending on, you know, the format. But just kind of getting it down in this very specific way. I'm thinking about what I did last night, and I think I did a good job, but I certainly missed, you know, a bunch of this. And I guess I'll also go back and listen to what I did last night, because that'll be interesting to hear. But I think having it very like planned out and written out and is really helpful.
Yeah, so even if
those are my thoughts.
Read it just to
have. Yeah, but just to have it. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I think you use the word educational, and I want to underline that again, because this is also part of the service piece of sharing about a program. When you share about the content points, you can use it for brief education, right? When I share about the strategizing retreat, the strategizing skills retreat for Embody, I'm going to put a sentence in there on why strategizing skills are so important when you're working with clients on their goals. That's education. When I speak about the retreat on techniques for accessing your client's intuition, I'm going to speak about the importance of that in the bigger context of helping clients reach their goals, right? That's education. That each of those little things are of value. To you, who are all the yous in this room, you don't think it's valuable because it's your jam. It's the thing that you have known forever and you think about all the time, and you take it for granted that people know that this is an important component. This is an important component. But people don't know that. It is of value to share that. Tina.
I was wondering, for a 3-day event, because I know you mentioned earlier you would spend about 30 minutes talking about your offer, but is there some kind of formula where you don't talk about it the first day, but then you start introducing it the second day or something? Can you go over that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll share briefly. And I think at another point in Embody later on, I'll do more on a 3-day event, because it's its own, it's obviously very related to what we're looking at, but it has so many other pieces and components. So I'll do a much bigger training on something like that in the future. But the short answer to your question is I'm always seeding from the beginning. Right? I'm mentioning sacred depths and little stories. Oh, you know, if I'm teaching about energetics, oh, one of my sacred depths graduates, when they applied this, they were able to blah, blah, blah. Right? So in some ways, I'm always talking from the get-go. But then what I'm doing there is on the second, if it's 3 days, on the second day before the end of the day, I'm making the big invitation. And then I'm doing it at the end of the day, because a lot of people will have questions we can go over if we need to. And then on the third day before the big break, usually I'll give a special something if people sign up by the end of the 3 days. So then before the break on the third day, I'll do a repitch, which is much shorter, maybe 7-8 minutes. We're not going to get into it today. It's a little bit different than the pitch itself. We can talk about it, you know, another time if you want. And then I'll usually during that break, make myself available in a separate breakout room to answer questions.
Thank you. That was super helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Glad you asked. Sue is asking in the chat, and I'm chuckling, and I'll tell you all why in a moment. Some of you may already know why I'm chuckling. Sue is asking, do you ever use visuals while you explain? I love that you asked that question, Sue. So do I ever use visuals? The answer to that question is I am so bad with tech and preparing that kind of thing beforehand that I am just now in the last year starting to use visuals. Should all of you use visuals? Probably, yes. I mean, should is right. We try to stay away from the should word. Is it helpful? Yes, it is helpful to have just a little bit of information on the screen, because different people learn in different ways, especially for folks that are neurodivergent. It is so helpful to have some information that is just what you're saying. So to have just a listing of each of the topics, even though you're going to go over a little bit more in detail on the topics or each of the components of the program. We didn't get to pricing yet, right? The pricing of the program or how to sign up. Having a couple of slides is something I would recommend. I can share with all of you some slides from the last time I did it. I am still perfecting this. I'm still kind of scrappy at that part. And look, you can make tons of sales without it. I have, but it is helpful to just have a little visual. Vesca's asking, if you're doing preview calls for one-on-one, do you share the pricing? No, I don't. And we're going to get to pricing in a moment. So I'll dissect that a little bit more, but for one-on-one, I'm going to share the range so that people have an idea. I'm not going to go through, there's a 3 month and it's this much, and there's a 6 month and it's this, it's too much information. Anything that's over, I'm going to say for this group, anything that's over $1,000 or so, you know, within your own business, the numbers, the ideas to get people onto a call. Maybe for you, it's 2000, right? Or maybe for you, it's 800. Everybody will have their own place. So you mentioned the numbers, but if it's higher numbers, get people on a call. This is a great moment before sharing the price. So after covering everything that we've already spoken about, if you are going to have clients come on for testimonials, it's a great moment to do that. Hopefully during the preview event itself, you've told one or two client success stories. So you've gotten that in already. In the 3 days, sometimes I'll do those spotlights during those 30 minutes, but oftentimes I'll just sprinkle spotlight testimonials throughout the 3 days. Okay, we have just a few minutes left. So let me share. So the next piece is, which is the pricing and the actual invitation to take an action, right? To take the next step. So what do I want to share about that? I like, some people will say, don't share the pricing. You know, as I said, I like to share the pricing. I like for people to know at least the range, you know, if it's privates, but if it's a program, I'll say specifically what it is. I am often giving a special rate at a preview event. And so I'll mention the full rate. And then I'll mention the special rate paid in full and the payment plans. And if it is significant, I will mention the number that they are saving as well. These are things that help. If you have a payment plan, don't forget to mention the number of the payment plan, because for some people, if they hear X thousand of dollars paid in full, it's a no. But if they hear $295, what, you know, whatever it is a month, it's a maybe yes. So make sure that you share those numbers. What else did I want to share on this? Is there some kind of deadline for the special pricing? So many of you have heard me say this before. I'm not into false urgency. And to, you know, buy this now, right now, or it's never going to be there again. And you have to make this decision, right? I'm not into dysregulating people, putting their systems into, you know, any of that. But that being said, there's also something to be said about giving people an opportunity to not drag their feet about a decision. I don't know about you, but that's what I do. And then after I drag my feet for however many days, I've already talked myself out of doing this thing that I actually really wanted to do. So I do like to give people a time period, but it's not by tonight. Sometimes I'll do by tonight, they'll get a special extra gift. So that it's not, it's just a special bonus, right? But if there's a big savings, I'll give them at least a day, if not a bit longer on that. I always, when I share this, I let people know this is especially if it's a more expensive program, this is a big decision. I'm not asking you to decide by tonight. I don't want to dysregulate you, but I am, you know, making this special offer so that I don't have to hold my breath waiting for the first or the next people to come in, right? So I'm just totally transparent about that. And again, if it's a certain price point, I'm always encouraging a conversation. I'm saying to people, it's an important decision, and I want you to make the decision that's right for you. We would love to talk to you. It is pressure-free, you know, no strings attached. It'll be a beautiful opportunity for you to have space to connect in with yourself, your inner wisdom. Have us answer any questions that you have, and then you make the decision that's aligned for you. And then I give clear instructions on what to do next. So either how to sign up for the program, right? I'll put the sales page into the chat. I'll tell people to go and click. Or for how to sign up for a call, or sometimes both. Okay, I want to honor that we're at 2. I still have 5 or so minutes of things to share with you. And I don't have time to answer questions. So let me just see what's in the chat, and then I'll share a couple of other things, and we can always follow up on Q&A calls. Am I saying that I mentioned the entire amount for plan? Yes, I mentioned the pay in full and then this many payments over this many months. Okay, let me share just a couple of brief things. And then again, we can always continue the conversation in Q&A calls or any questions that you have for me. Thank people. Afterwards, right? Always be gracious, be thankful, let them know that you are so happy that they're there. Let them know you're not attached or you love them no matter what, or, you know, like it's all good, right? I mean, be whatever your gracious self is. I also like to, this may not apply for each of you for the your offerings, but I often at the end, I'll say to people, I want to be clear that you're not stepping into this training or this program from a place of you're not good enough, but instead from a place of you want more. Just, it's just another piece of like, this is not icky. This is not manipulative. This is all good no matter what. And drawing people from a place of vision versus from a place of fear. And then, of course, you want to send follow-up emails afterwards. So usually I have extra time to hang out. I realized this morning that I have a call scheduled at 2, but I didn't realize it wasn't on my calendar. My team let me know. So I am going to hope that everybody got exactly what they needed for now. I would love for you, if you have 2 minutes before you go on to your next thing, to just take a moment and write down for yourself what your biggest takeaway is from our time together today. And then if you can share it in the Facebook group of whatever program you're in, if you're in a program, or with me personally, if you're working with me privately. And then of course, any questions that you have, we will continue the conversation. But let me know before I hop off, was this helpful? Feeling a little more excited about making? Okay, good. Good, good, good. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you soon. Bye.